Dear friends, I'm going to speak about Isaiah chapter 40 here tonight, and kind of the question we're thinking about just personally reflecting on is, how are you feeling buried in your life right now? Some of you know that this, for me, is one of the busiest weeks of the entire year besides Holy Week, but I'll bet you it's busy for you too. What are you thinking about? What's burying you? What's putting pressure on you? There was an old Alfred Hitchcock show. You know how they go. They're kind of odd and unusual. The show is about the connection between a woman who is in prison and a prison caretaker. You may recall the show if you watched Alfred Hitchcock. Anyone here watch Alfred Hitchcock shows? Yeah, sweet. The way this worked was the prison caretaker, it was his job whenever someone died within the prison to collect the body, place it into a coffin, and then nail it shut. The next thing the prison caretaker did was to place the coffin onto a wagon, and the wagon was taken out of the prison off into a cemetery, and then that very night the person was buried. Now the woman who was in prison picked up on the routine. She knew how it worked, and she came up with an idea. And she shared her idea with the prison caretaker. This was the idea. She said to him, "When the bell rings, I'm going to get out of my cell, and I'm going to jump into the coffin and lay down with the dead person. And then what I want you to do is I want you to nail the coffin shut, put it on the wagon, have it go out to the cemetery, bury it. And because I know there's enough air inside the coffin, I know that I can last quite a few hours. Make sure to come back that night and you can dig me up and I can be free. Get out of this prison." And so they made the agreement. And the show goes on, and you know how the Alfred Hitchcock shows go. And they made the agreement, the bell rang, someone died in the prison, and the woman got out of her cell, hopped into the coffin, someone came along, hammered the nails into the coffin, off it went to the cemetery, and down she went 6 feet, and she was giggling, laughing. She knew that she'd be free, and then she got in her mind she wanted to find out who was in the coffin, the dead person, the dead body right next to her. And you probably know how the story goes. She lights the match, and who did she see in the coffin?
The caretaker.
The caretaker, yeah. And Alfred, yeah, and the way that show goes is the scene fades away and you hear screaming and crying and yelling, and she's buried. Wow, can you relate to that feeling of being buried and nobody's listening? That's pretty intense, but we want to think about that here tonight, be reflective here for a moment. Are you feeling buried? I feel that way a little bit. Buried with news that I hear or just questions that I have about God. Have you ever been buried with those questions? God, if you're so good, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to them? Why is this happening on the other part of the world? Why is there conflict? Or Jesus, you are the light of the world, but why is there darkness? Why did we read this morning about someone being shot just randomly on a street in New York? Why? What questions are burying you about God and why things are happening the way that they are today in your life? We are buried with, my goodness, we're buried with responsibilities. How are you feeling about that? Buried with plans for Christmas. What are you going to prepare for Christmas dinner? Buried with cards that have to be sent out and gifts that have to be purchased. You know how it goes. How are you feeling buried in your life? Sometimes we're buried from what's happened in the past of our lives, the regret, sins that have been committed. Or, you know, if we're not feeling guilty about those, maybe a harsh word that's been said, a moment, or wasted time in the past, or time in life that you just didn't have purpose and direction, you feel regret about that. So what is it that's making you feel buried? Do you have any thoughts about that as I kind of address that thought? Anyone feel buried tonight with responsibilities, things that are going on in your life? Maybe what you hear from family members, these sorts of things. 6 feet deep. It doesn't feel good to feel buried, and a lot of people feel that way. Well, if you feel that way, you're in good company, because if there's any part of the Bible that really relates a time where God's people feel buried, it's actually Isaiah chapter 40, our text here. Isaiah 34 to 39 covers the time period of the Babylonian exile, and Isaiah chapter 40 is a transition in the book of Isaiah.